So, my dear brothers and sisters, with this Sunday, we are quickly approaching Holy Week, which will begin next week with Palm Sunday. And I pray that this season of Lent has been an opportunity for you to grow closer to the Lord. And I pray that you are able to take these next 2 weeks seriously in your own spiritual life and for your own spiritual growth. There's a lot of things that are going to be happening in the world. Now spring break is finished. Everybody's back. We're going to go back to normal, whatever that is. But anyway, we'll go back to normal. And normal usually signifies busy, and busy signifies too busy for God. But my dear brothers and sisters, these next 2 weeks are really an important opportunity for us to grow in our love and understanding of God. Today, as we hear in this gospel, we hear that there are some Greeks, some Jewish Greeks, who come to see, and they wish to see Jesus. And I don't know if you've ever paid attention to this part. This is kind of part of the gospel which we just kind of gloss over, and we go, well, that's nice, they just came to see Jesus. But nothing that is written in the gospel is just written there for the heck of it. What John means is that these Greeks, they didn't come just to see Jesus like we understand. We understand see Jesus as, hey, I want to visit with Jesus. That's not what they want. The Greeks of the time of Jesus have a very, they want to understand everything. So for the Greeks at this time, knowledge is virtue. And so when they say we want to see Jesus, in other words, they're saying we want to see him perform a miracle. We want to understand him. We want to, you know, we want him to do something for us. And this is something that I don't know, maybe some of you, but I know me, that I can very much relate to. Because a lot of times I want to see Jesus. And what that means is I want to see Jesus put on a show for me, do something for me. And it's beautiful the way Jesus responds. Jesus responds by not putting on a show. Jesus responds by saying, okay, you want to see me? Very good. Here's how you can see me. He says, he who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. What Christ is saying is very good. You want to see me? You will see me here on the cross. You want to see who I am? You will see me there. You want to see me? Then, my dear brothers and sisters, that is where you find Christ. Not just on this cross, but on the cross of our lives. You know, why can I say that I see this sentence of Jesus, we wish to see Jesus, and I say I can relate to it, is because a lot of times we want to see, a lot of times we fall into the temptation of wanting to boil God down to perform some tricks for me, Lord. In other words, we come to God and we say, Lord, I want to see you act in my life. I want to see you change. A lot of times, we, of course, because we're never the problem, a lot of times we say, well, Lord, I know, I'll believe you if you exist, if you change my husband, if you change my wife, if you change my situation at work, if you give me a better situation, then I'll believe in you. If you give me what I ask for, then I'll believe. Because my dear brothers and sisters, we a lot of times, you know, many times, all the time, we don't want to see Christ, we don't want to see God in suffering. We have an aversion to suffering. And so when Jesus says, you want to see me, you'll see me on the cross, and if you want to follow me, that's where you're going to, is to the cross. Then we say, no thank you. No thank you. We don't want to suffer. We don't like to suffer. And we spend a lot of time trying to avoid our cross. And my dear brothers and sisters, in these next 2 weeks, we will have an opportunity to walk the passion with Christ. But we cannot walk the passion with Christ as if it is a spectator sport. Do you know what I mean? We cannot walk the passion of Christ as if we're sitting there watching a movie going, oh, how great it is that God died for me and he rose from dead for me. And that's so nice. That's so wonderful. The passion is not a spectator sport. I don't know how else to put it. It's not a spectator sport. Because it is through that cross that Christ bears, that Christ carries, he is giving us the strength to carry our cross also. That cross which we are so fast and so quick to reject in our life. Those sufferings that we so badly want to get rid of. But what we don't understand is it's in those crosses that we find life. You know, as I was praying through the homily this week, and as I was just praying in these last couple of weeks of, in these last weeks of Lent, the Lord has really given me a great gift of spending more time with him. And I realized that this has been common thing in my own life with when it comes to the cross. And I think we can all relate to this. When I think of the different crosses that the Lord has presented in my life and how many times I didn't want to have to go through them. And there were a couple, but since I couldn't go through them all because the homily would go too long and you would all get unhappy about the homily being long, I'm only going to pick one of my own life to try to illustrate this. You know, as I was, some of you know this over the years that I have been here, but as I was growing up, I didn't exactly grow up in the most stable of situations, of families. I grew up in a very angry household, which spent a lot of my childhood fighting would be an understatement. That would really be an understatement. It was not exactly the most calm place in the world growing up. And part of that was, part of this whole thing that happened in my life was at a point when I was about eight, I woke up one day after a long spat of arguing between my mother and father, and again, arguing, I'm being kind when I say arguing, but I woke up one day and I was eight. And there was a note on my dresser from my father that said, I can't handle the fighting anymore, and so I'm leaving. And you know, now you're all going to say, oh, poor Father Joe. Don't say poor Father Joe. But But it was a moment that marked my life because I, so that happened. He was gone. My father was gone for a period of 2 years. One day he just showed up at the door 2 years later, and I'm giving you the quick version because the long version would take too long. And then the fighting, so it was like the armies just went to different sides for 2 years and picked up right where they left off 2 years later. And so my father was home probably for another, maybe another year and a half, 2 years, and I woke up again, and there was a note again, and the note was, I can't handle this, I'm gone. And he was gone for a period of another 2 years. And you say, well, why are you telling me this, Father? Well, there's a good reason, because when I was 8 and when I was 12, I kind of went through a very bitter age, you can say. And my bitterness was the fact that I didn't want God to give me that cross. You see, as we called me then, Joey Toledo deserved much better than that. And so Joey Toledo was going to make sure that he taught God a lesson. He was going to tell God how things should have and had to be, and that carried through a lot of my life, because something like that is very can mark your life forever, and that's why I say to all of you that to parents in this room that if you're having a problem with your marriage, please seek help for the good of your own children, because this does mark their lives forever. And yes, marriages are not perfect. Life is not easy. Many things happen. But I also say this as a way to say to parents, if you're in a problem, look for help, which my parents did not do anyway. I'm not here to judge my mother or my father. They did the best they could with what they had. But what I'm saying is that because that cross marked my life, it marked the way I looked at everything. And maybe there are people here who are going through this now. And I want to take this moment to say that you are not alone in that cross. Maybe you have had to carry that cross. Maybe you come from parents who divorced, or maybe you come from parents who separated. And you know, a lot of times we say, the kids are resilient, they can handle it. No, the kids are not resilient. They're not. This will mark their life. But I'm saying this because there is an opportunity you've heard Deacon Don speak about it, which is a retreat which will happen April 12th through the 14th at Annunciation Heights. It's called Life-Giving Wounds, and it's for children of separated and divorced parents. I highly invite you to this retreat. I went myself in October, and I asked myself, why did I wait so long? Because a lot of times, as children of separated parents or divorced parents, we think we're in this by ourselves. Nobody understands me. Nobody gets me. And we feel isolated and cut off. You are not alone. So this is, again, a rope and an opportunity. But why do I say this is not just because I want to invite you to this retreat, but because it was a moment in my life in which I said, I want something different. My dear brothers and sisters, whether that's our situation or we have another cross, you know, maybe not have that. That was my cross. You have other crosses that may be the Lord, that maybe you're saying, Lord, I don't want this. But what Christ today is trying to get us to understand is that it is because of that cross that we are where we are today. I don't recommend divorce or separation, but because of that, I am standing here today. God used that to form me to become a priest. Now, it's taken 40 years and a lot of help and a lot of understanding, and I can say that. But my dear brothers and sisters, that cross that God has put in our life is there for a reason. It's there so that we can find in it eternal life. We are not alone. We are not cut off. And so I invite you, first, take advantage of this retreat, which will happen in April, for life-giving wounds. If you're in a marriage where you're struggling, please come to me, come to a deacon, go to another priest, get counseling, get help. Don't try to do this by yourself. Don't try to handle any cross by yourself. Because it is in trying to do things by ourselves and negotiating with God that we step into a lot of holes. And my dear brothers and sisters, as we come to this as we come to this Holy Week, is truly an opportunity to walk with the Lord, to ask God to give us the strength to be where Christ is, because it is in Christ being obedient unto death that he experiences the resurrection. It is us being obedient into the cross that we find life.